Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, if you look at last week, he wasn't great. And if you look at the entire season as a whole, if you're a Bengals fan, I think you have to be pretty pleased with where he is. Remember, he didn't play basically the second half of the season last year. He's had moments where he has given you a glimpse into the kind of guy that you wanted to use a first-round draft pick on, the number one overall draft pick on. But there have also been some pretty uneven moments. You know, they've had games where he has made a critical mistake, which has either, you could say, cost them the game or put them in a position where it's going to be really hard for them to win the game. You know, going into last week, he led the NFL in interceptions thrown, and they've come at really awful moments, and they've come in plays where the millisecond he lets the football go, you're like, dude, what are you doing? For a guy who's so cerebral, that's not what you expect. Last week, he didn't play great, and the team still went on the road and won by 19 points, which I think is encouraging. I don't think that can be this team's MO for the rest of the year. And look, at some point, you're waiting for him to take this major, major step forward, and I think we all believe it's going to come. The question is, does it come this year? Does it come in the second half of his second season? If the answer is yes, this team, I think, can go pretty far. If the answer is no, I'm not sure the team is good enough to be able to take him with them.
Mo, can the Bengals protect him in this game, now that the Steelers' defense is pretty healthy?
It's the biggest question week in and week out when it comes to this team. The offensive line has been a work in progress. You know, I think they're pretty set at the left tackle position with Jonah Williams. Their right tackle, Riley Reiff, has really been sort of hit or miss. Last week against Las Vegas, he was awful. He's had his moments where he's been quite good. If you're going to pressure him, though, where I think you look is at the center position, where Trey Hopkins hasn't played as well as he normally does this season, coming off a significant injury. And they sort of had a revolving door at guard, where Xavier Suofilo was the starter to begin the year. They plugged in Jackson Carman, who was the team's second-round pick. That really didn't work out. They're now playing Hakeem Adeniji, who's a second-year player, former sixth-round pick. Wow. And he did okay last week. But let's be honest. One of the big debates around the entire league going into the draft was, does Cincinnati go all out in addressing its offensive line, or do they try to make the offense better by adding explosiveness? And they added explosiveness, and to a degree it's worked. But the offensive line is still okay at best, and so especially against a team like Pittsburgh when fully healthy, you really do wonder if they're going to be able to completely protect Joe Burrow. Early in the game last week against Las Vegas, they could not. As the game went on, they focused a little bit more on running the football. The offensive line fared well. But week in, week out, that is the biggest question about this team. Can they keep number nine upright?
Mo Egger, Bengals expert, does huge ratings in Cincinnati, the sports talk authority there. He's on The Fan right now getting us ready for Sunday's game, a huge one for the Steelers in Cincinnati. How big of a piece is Tyler Boyd, the former Pitt star, in this Bengals offense right now, Mo?
I think between now and the end of the year, he's going to be huge, because I think what you're going to see teams do is say, look, we're not letting Ja'Marr Chase kill us downfield. And if we've got a roll coverage toward his side to keep that from happening, somebody else is going to have to beat us. And the first guy you look at to be the beneficiary of that is Tyler Boyd. I think when you look at him from a pure statistical standpoint through 10 games, I think it's a little fair to be underwhelmed. I don't know how much of that I put on Tyler Boyd. But I do expect him, if it's not Sunday, at some point this year, he's going to have a game where the Bengals say, fine, we're just going to take what the defense gives us. And oftentimes that's going to mean a favorable matchup between Tyler Boyd and a slot corner, maybe a safety, a linebacker, somebody like that. But to this point of the season, I think he's been a little underwhelming. His one really good game actually came against the Steelers at Heinz Field. I expect his productivity to increase here over the final 6-7 games. But if you look at it to this point of the season, I think you're being fair if you expected at least a little bit more statistically.
How about Boyd's comments about the Steelers giving up and quitting in that Week 3 game that you just mentioned? How were those comments received? Were the Bengals irritated that he created bulletin board material for this rematch here, Mo?
You know, it was interesting because he's not the kind of guy you expect to hear that from,
yep.
Right? He's not one of these guys that's always popping off. He's not a guy that really offers many good, you know, moments in the way of sound bites. And so for him to say what he said, I think he believes it. I'm not sure how much I do, but he believes it. And I don't know that it was really treated as some sort of egregious, hey, you put us behind the eight ball thing when we play this team the next time. That said, I can certainly imagine it being a talking point on Sunday. And, yeah, I mean, look, I think the one thing any professional athlete hates more than anything is being accused of quitting, mailing it in. Tyler wrote a pretty big check after that game at Week 3. And so, you know, we'll see what the comeuppance is. But, you know, honestly, it really didn't seem like it reverberated when he said it all that much to me. I would be really surprised, though, moving forward, if you see or hear anything like that from anybody in this locker room moving forward, because you really haven't since the Bengals went to Pittsburgh and won.
How are the Bengals defensively using former Steelers corner Mike Hilton, Mo?
You know, he's been a pretty pleasant surprise, and frankly, he's been in a little bit more of a featured role than I think they envisioned when they got him, because, you know, Trey Waynes is supposed to be this team's number one corner. He has barely played since he got here. He didn't play at all last year. He's only played in two games this season. So Mike Hilton has been on the field a little bit more than I think they expected. And he's done well. He's held up well. Their corners, for as much as, you know, the questions persisted all offseason, did they take the right approach in overhauling the secondary? The corners themselves have performed okay. Mike Hilton's been a big reason because of it, been a big reason for that. And, you know, you talk about somebody who brought a great attitude, brought experience, does all the right things, gets lauded by the coaches for the way he goes about his business. If you are listing the players that you could describe as guys emblematic of the culture that Zach Taylor has been trying to instill, I think he's near the top of that list.
Can the Bengals just get home with four guys, those ends? There's been a lot of conversation about them as a problem for the Steelers, given Pittsburgh's pass blocking issues with such a young offensive line. Will Cincinnati throw the kitchen sink at Big Ben, or do you think they'll just expect to get pressure with four in this game, Mo? Give me a little bit on that one.
I think they're going to try to get home with Trey Hendrickson, who has been a great pickup. Sam Hubbard, who week to week, you don't know what you're going to get. And their guys on the inside, led by DJ Reader. They're not a team that is extraordinarily blitz heavy. They prefer to rush four, drop their linebackers in coverage, try to keep everything in front of them, not get beat deep. They're not a team that's going to throw the kitchen sink at them. And look, sometimes it works. Hendrickson one-on-one can be a terror. Sam Hubbard one-on-one can be a terror. There are times, however, where you wish they had a little bit more depth. And I think what happens sometimes with this team is they get a little bit worn down because of the lack of depth on the defensive line. But as a general rule, yeah, they're mostly going to rush four.
Mo, the tight ends going off against them last week with the Raiders game with Waller and the other dude. I don't even remember the guy's name who caught a touchdown pass. Was that an isolated thing, or are the Bengals susceptible to big days by a tight end? The Steelers got one up and comer in Freiermuth right now.
Yeah, it was a bad day for Logan Wilson, the second-year linebacker, who I think up until last week had performed pretty well. He got exposed pretty badly. I think that's fair to wonder. I think the other thing with this defense is, you know, you'll hear the name Jesse Bates a lot. Jesse
yep.
Bates wants to be paid like the best safety in football. The first half of the season, he played like anything but the best safety in football. He was really good against Las Vegas. And so if you're a Bengals fan, you're obviously hoping that sort of portends success over the final half of the season. But, yeah, at that position specifically, their coverage issues were exploited a little bit last week, specifically at linebacker, and Darren Waller's great. So he's going to get his catches, but if you are going to attack this defense, I tend to think if you got a tight end who can make plays, you're best suited to take advantage of it.
Mo Egger, Bengals insider, does afternoons in Cincinnati, big ratings, and knows the Bengals better than anyone else with us here on The Fan. How about the psychology of this matchup, Mo? Yes, the Bengals have already beaten the Steelers, but for such a long time, it's been a little brother to big brother dynamic. The importance of sweeping the Steelers, what it does for the Bengals, not just in the standings, but in the relationship between the two division rivals. Do you think this is something that is weighing on Zach Taylor and this team is aware of? Or because many of them are so young, they're kind of aloof and naive to the whole thing, Mo?
I think the recent history stands out more than the not-so-recent history, where they beat the Steelers on Monday Night Football late last year with a Pittsburgh team that had a lot to play for, and they went to Heinz Field and won pretty convincingly. So, look, we all understand. If things are going to turn here for the long term for the Bengals, they have to stop being kicked around by the Pittsburgh Steelers. We all understand that. I think the good news, though, is this team can defer to at least somewhat recent history because they've won their last two.
If the Bengals win the game, if you're talking to your audience Monday and they have pulled off a sweep over the Steelers, what do you think, in your opinion, will be the biggest reason why?
Joe Burrow plays his face off and has a huge day at home and is the superior quarterback with the superior weaponry. This team is built to outscore opponents. And look, they've had some pretty huge explosive games. I don't think Joe can play the way he did against Las Vegas. I would worry about, in a close game, does he make the kind of mistake that could allow a team back into a game, or, you know, be the difference between winning and losing? But if they win this game on Sunday, it's going to be because of their quarterback and their weaponry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.